Yesterday, Hiraji explained on two kinds of jhana, samatha jhana and vipassana jhana. So yogis who are here, they are not practicing to gain lokiya jhana, mundane kind of jhana. So it will not be necessary to explain on samatha jhana. So Saraji will explain on vipassana jhana. So whether one is practicing samatha, tranquility practice, or vipassana, one has to cultivate samadhi, concentration. When practicing samatha, one cultivates upajara samadhi, neighborhood or excess concentration, and then one develops to the stage of appana samadhi, attainment concentration. When the person has attained appana samadhi, attainment concentration, the person attains samatha jhana. But in the practice of vipassana jhana, one has to develop khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. Practicing samatha jhana, one contemplates on panyati concept which does not really exist. But in order to practice vipassana jhana, one has to develop khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. And in order to develop khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, one has to contemplate on what really exists. One has to contemplate on nama rupa, mind and matter that really exist. And one has got to contemplate on samanya lakkhana, unique or individual characteristic. Sorry, one has to contemplate on sabhava lakkhana, unique or individual characteristic, and samanya lakkhana, common characteristics of the paramattha, the ultimate truth. So, one has to contemplate on these characteristics of nama and rupa in order to gain khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. So, when practicing vipassana, there is the field of objects. Field of objects consists of khanda, five kinds of khanda, five kinds of aggregates. So on these five aggregates, there are objects presently arising, which has got to be noted. So there is a field of object, which is five aggregates, and among the field of objects, yogi has to be noting the presently arising object. And Satipatthana is explained very briefly in a very short sentence, which is only made up of 8 syllables. So this short sentence is mentioned in Idivutaka as well as others. So this short sentence defining Satipatthana practice is Bhutan Bhutato Passati. It means that one has to contemplate, one has to see things in the way they really are. So in the sentence Bhutan Bhutato Passati, there is the first Buddha, which has a meaning, and the second Buddha in the word Buddha Do, it has a different meaning. So in the sentence Buddha Buddha Do Pasati, the first Buddha shows the object of practice. So Buddha shows the object of practice. And the second word in the sentence, Buddha Do, it shows how one should contemplate, how one should know. So Saroji will explain on the object of meditation during the practice. So it is said, Buddhan Dikkhanda Panchakan, it means that Buddha consists of five khandhas, five aggregates. Aggregate of materiality, aggregate of good and bad sensations, aggregate of perception, aggregate of sankhara such as touching, seeing, and the fifth one is aggregate of consciousness. So in Pali, these five are Rupa Khanda, Vedana Khanda, Sanya Khanda, Sankhara Khanda, and Vijnana Khanda. So the first one, Rupa Khanda, consists of aggregates of materiality, and the other four consists of nama, mentality. So in brief, these five aggregates are only nama rupa, mind and matter, mentality and materiality. So these five aggregates, or in another words, these aggregates of mentality and materiality are Buddha. And why are they called Buddha? So it explains why these five aggregates, or these mentality, materiality, are called Buddha. So this Buddha is also called Jata or Vijjamana. Jata means being born, arising new. So in one's life, mentality and materiality are arising, new mentality, new materiality are arising one after another as if they are being born. So that's why these aggregates are also called jata, because they are arising new and new as if they are being born. So when they are arising new and new, are they arising in any sequence or any manner? It is explained that yathasaka pachehi, these mentality, materiality are arising due to relative cause. So due to relative cause, these mentality and materiality are arising. And these are paramattha, ultimate truth. They exist and they can be perceived through personal experience. So if something has already passed away, it is not at present, so it is something of the past. But jata means arising new, which is at present. And vijjamana also, this Buddha is also called vijjamana because it exists at the present moment, which can be experienced through personal experience. So briefly, Buddha means the mentality and materiality which can be experienced, which are arising at the present due to relative cause. How one needs to observe these objects? So it says, Buddhato, one needs to contemplate, observe on the objects as they really are. So one has to know the unique characteristic or individual characteristics of these mentality and materiality, and then one should later on know the common characteristics of these mentality and materiality. So that's why it is said that Buddhato means Yathasabhavato, Salakkhanato, Samanya Lakkhanato. It means that one should observe, one should know these objects as they arise, as they really are, according to their unique characteristics, individual characteristics, and common characteristics. So yogis are asked to note rising and falling of the abdomen. When the abdomen rises, yogi has to note it as rising. When the abdomen falls, yogi has to note it as falling. So yogi has to note the object as it is, whether it is rising or falling. When there is hardness in the body, yogi should note it as hard. When there is congealing, you must note it as congealing. When there is roughness, yogi has to note it as rough. When it is soft, yogi has to note it as soft. When it is sticky, note it as sticky. When it is moist, note it as moist. When it is wet, note it as wet. When it is heavy, note it as heavy. When it is hot, note it as hot. When it is warm, note it as warm. When it is cold, note it as cold. When it is light, note it as light. When there is stiffness, note it as stiff. When there is tense, note it as tense. When there is movement, note it as moving. So in this way, yogi has to note the object as it really is. So that's why it is said, Yathasabhavato. So yogi has to be noting rising, falling, lifting, moving, placing. And when the yogi is sitting down from standing position, yogi should note it as sitting, sitting. So even though yogi is noting the object to come to know paramattha, ultimate truth, but the mind is so much acquainted with panyati concept. So at first, in the beginning, it is not easy to observe the paramattha, ultimate truth itself. It is not easy to do so, to observe the paramattha, to see mere paramattha is not easy for the yogi at the beginning of the practice. So yogi has to observe the object to come to know the paramattha, ultimate truth, but at the beginning of the practice, form or shape will be seen. Form or shape can still be seen by the yogi. So this form or shape is panyati, concept, but at the beginning of the practice, even though the yogi is observing to know the paramattha, but at first the panyati concept, such as form or shape, will still be obvious. And at the beginning of the practice, yogi notes the object using labeling, and this labeling is also concept, panyati concept. But one has to note with label at the beginning of the practice so that the khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, will gain momentum and become strong. So by noting thus, one can develop khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, and thus one will be gaining visuddhi, purification. So according to Vipassana method, by developing khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, one will also be developing citta visuddhi, purification of the mind. So when khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, become strong, the mind will be free from nivarana, hindrances, and thus the mind is pure and clean, and thus yogi also gains citta visuddhi, purification of the mind, by developing khanika samadhi. So nama and rupa, mentality and materiality, they are relating to each other as cause and effect. So effect won't take place without cause. Effect will not arise without cause. And rupa, materiality, has cause of past karma, past deeds, and also there are materiality born of citta consciousness, and there are materiality born by temperature, heat and cold, and there are materiality produced by ahara, nutriment. So only if there is the cause, the effect will arise, such as eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. So these are arising, take place due to past deeds. And not only due to past deed, but also the causes of citta, uddu, and ahara, they are supporting factors. So these materiality, they are arising due to these causes. So that's why it is said yatha saka pachehi jatata. It means that materiality are arising due to relative causes, and they are assisting at the present moment. For example, rising and falling of the abdomen, even though we call it rising and falling of the abdomen, but if we analyze it, there is nature such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on. And rising and falling of the abdomen is connected with breathing in and breathing out. So because of breathing in, there is rising. Because of breathing out, there is falling. And because there is the intention to breathe in, breathe out, rising, falling takes place. So because of series of intention to breathe in, the breathing in arises, and there will be rising of the abdomen. Because of series of intention to breathe out, the actual breathing out takes place and falling of the abdomen arises. So if one holds his or her breath, the person cannot hold it for long. After some time, he, she wants to breathe in. So the breathing takes place, the abdomen rises. So the person cannot stay long without breathing out. So without breathing out, the stomach will feel uneasy. So there will be the intention to breathe out, and the actual breathing out takes place, which causes falling of the abdomen. So rising and falling of the abdomen are arising due to relative causes. So that's why it is said that these mentality and materiality are arising new as if they are being born due to relative causes. And they are called attapacaka. They really exist at the present moment. So in order to know these mentality and materiality, one needs to observe them at the moment of arising. In order to know rising and falling, one has to observe at the moment of arising. In order to know stiffness, tension, movement, which are involved in rising, falling, one needs to note at the moment of rising and falling. So one needs to note with effort. One needs to aim the mind, direct the mind towards the object. Aiming, directing towards the object is called vitaka, and it is one of the jhanic factor. So just as the saying goes, closely contemplating on the object is called jhana. So in the Satipatthana way, one needs to aim and direct the noting mind towards the object of meditation. In order that the noting mind reaches the object of meditation, one needs to put effort. One needs to push the mind towards the object. One needs to exert effort. So ordinary kind of effort will not do, but it should be atapa. It should be ardent effort needed to note the presently arising object. So the yogi must be alert, active, ready to note the presently arising object. Yogi must not be in a very cold manner or a very slow manner, but the person, he, she, should be always alert, ready, active to note the object. So, in order to note the presently arising object, that is obvious in oneself, these jhanic factors are very important. So one needs to aim and direct the mind towards the object, and one should put effort so that the noting mind will fall onto the object. And also, in rising and falling of the abdomen, there is nature such as stiffness, tension, movement. Yogi should note in such a way that the noting mind rubs onto the object. The noting mind should be effective the noting mind should rub onto the object so that the noting mind will be direct or face to face with the object. So when the noting mind rubs onto the object, it is vichara and it is also one of the jhanic factor. So in the beginning of the practice, it is not vipassana yet, but one has to assert these two jhanic factors, vitaka and vichara, so that one will gain vipassana jhana. So when the yogi notes the object with aim and effort, then the noting mind become face to face, direct with the object. The noting mind rubs onto the object. So when the noting mind hits the object of meditation, the mind sticks onto the object. Sticking of the noting mind onto the object is sati, mindfulness. So when the noting mind sticks onto the object, there will be mindfulness. When there is mindfulness, the mind will not run elsewhere. That's why it is said avikhepo samadhi. There will not be distraction. So momentary concentration, khanika samadhi, will be developed. So whatever the object is, whether it's rising and falling of the abdomen, they are arising due to relative cause. They are existing at the present moment. So one should be noting them, observing them at the moment of their arising. So the noting mind should rub onto the object. When the noting mind rubs onto the object, the noting mind will stick onto it. There will be mindfulness, sati. The mind will be calm and collected on the object. There will be samadhi, momentary concentration. So nobody can deny that these mental states will arise at the moment of noting. So when the yogi aims and directs the mind towards the object, the mind will not slip off. There will not be wrongful thoughts. There will not be wrongful thoughts thinking about sensual pleasure, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sounds, wanting to smell good fragrance, wanting to eat good taste. There will not be thoughts about these sensual objects, or there will not be sensuous thoughts. So the mind is free from kama vitaka. And there will not be wrongful thoughts, wanting to torture or wanting to kill others. In this way, the mind is free from vyabada vitaka. There will not be envy, jealousy, or stinginess. So at the moment of noting with aim and effort, there will not be wrongful thoughts. The mind will not slip away. So at the moment of noting, these mental states such as sati, viriya, sati, samadhi are present, and each of them has their own quality. Having vitaka present, when the yogi notes with aiming, directing the mind towards the object, there will be vitaka. Having vitaka present, the mind will not be contracted. The mind will open, blossom, it will be active and alert. At the beginning of the practice, middha, sleepiness, can arise. And some of the yogis, they are taking easy. They are enjoying this middha, sleepy feeling, drowsy feeling. They are enjoying it. So at the moment of this drowsiness and sleepiness, the mind will not be fresh. When the yogi notes the object with aim and directing, there will be vitakka present. So vitakka makes the mind blossom, open, active, and alert. And having viriya effort, this viriya effort can gain upper hand from laziness. So this viriya repels laziness. So when viriya is present, yogi will not be noting in an easygoing manner, enjoying his or her sleepiness. At the very beginning of the practice, this middha, sleepiness, is the nearest internal enemy. So one should note with effort so as to dispel sleepiness. So when the yogi notes with aim and effort, the noting mind will rub onto the object. The noting will be effective. If the mind does not rub onto the object, if the noting is not effective, there can be uncertainty, doubt. So when the noting is effective, when the noting mind is rubbing onto the object, one can also overcome doubt and uncertainty. And when the noting mind sticks onto the object, there will be sati, mindfulness. Sati, mindfulness, protects the mind away from defilements. So the defilements cannot enter into the mind. So sati, mindfulness, is guarding, protecting the mind. That's why it is called arakha, because sati guards, protects, blocks the kilesa defilements from coming into the mind. So when the mind is guarded, protected away from these defilements, there will be security, safety. The mind will be free from these defilements. The mind will not be agitated by raga, lust. The mind will not be agitated by dosa, hatred or anger, and thus the mind is free from agitation. The mind will be calm and collected, and thus kanika samadhi, momentary concentration, develops. So these are their qualities. Each and every factors of sati, samadhi, and viriya, they have their own qualities. With this group present, one can repel the enemy. Each and individual one will not be strong enough to fight the enemy, but when they are united in a group, they build up strength to fight or repel the enemy. So at this stage, Nikkhamma Sukha starts to develop. So having these mental strengths such as Viriya, Sati, and Samadhi, the Nivarana hindrances are away from the mind. So there will not be Kamachanda, sensual desire, wanting to see good things, wanting to hear good sound, wanting to smell good fragrance, and so on. So the person is free from kamachanda, sensual desire. And yogi is free from dissatisfaction, anger, and hatred. So he, she is free from vyabada. Having viriya present, this viriya is the overwhelming force in order to drive out tinamita, sloth and torpor. Having vitaka present, vitaka is the opposite force to drive out tinamita, sloth and torpor. So having these two factors, vitaka and viriya, tinamita, sloth and torpor has no chance to arise. So the mind will be open, blossom, fresh and alert. When the yogi has sustained mindfulness on the object, the mind will fall calm and collected on the object. There will be kanika samadhi, momentary concentration. When kanika samadhi is strong, the mind is not agitated by raga or dosa, but the mind is calm and collected. So there will not be hindrances such as udaccha and gogoccha. There will not be restlessness or worry. Because there is vichara, the noting mind rubbing onto the object, the noting is very effective. So there will not be uncertainty or doubt. There will not be vijikicca, skeptical doubt. So in this way, the mind is free from kilesa defilements. Being free from kilesa defilements, there will be piti, joy. And at when the yogi comes to this stage, there will be happiness. Yogi starts to enjoy the taste of Dhamma. Having piti and sukha, joy and happiness, these are also jhanic factors. So Saroji give example. In childhood days, boys play marble. When playing game of marble, one throws the marble at the target. So when the marble hits the target, then the player gains joy and happiness. So in the same way, when the yogi is able to note the object, when the noting mind gets to the object, there will be kanika samadhi. Momentary concentration will develop. It will become strong. So the yogi starts to get the taste of Dhamma. There will be piti, joy, and happiness, sukha. So piti and sukha, joy and happiness, are also jhanic factors. Having these jhanic factors, it is the beginning of this vipassana jhana. So yogi is having nikkhama sukha. So yogi can compare this nikkhama sukha he, she gains through his or her experience compared to kama sukha, sensual happiness. So when there is nikkhama sukha, when the yogi is able to note for 1 minute continuously, there will be 60 moments of nikkhama sukha, and yogi realizes that this practice is very valuable and precious. So knowing that practicing Satipatthana meditation is very valuable and precious, yogis must be practicing respectfully, meticulously, thoroughly, intensively. But Saroji sees some of the yogis looking here and there. They are not concentrating on their steps when they are doing walking. They are looking here and there. So Saroji says, as a yogi to come for this retreat, they have to give up kama sukha, sensual happiness. So when they are here on this retreat, if they are practicing in a very easygoing manner, they are also losing dhamma happiness. They are also losing nikkhama sukha. So if this happens, the yogi is losing both the sensual happiness and the nikkhama sukha because the person is not practicing properly, intensively. So it will not be worthy of coming here for retreat. So yogis should practice diligently so that it will be worthy of coming here for retreat. It will be beneficial for you. It will be worthy of giving up the sensual pleasure, the worldly pleasure, worldly happiness, in order to come here for the retreat. So in order to gain happiness, nikkhama sukha, which is very precious and valuable, yogis need to practice diligently. Yogis need to strive hard so that yogis will gain benefit. So yogis should be practicing thoroughly, meticulously, continuously, without stopping. So Saraji does not want to be strict on you, but it is for yogis' own benefit. If the yogis are practicing in a very easy way, they will just be spending 1 month or 6 weeks without having much benefit. So when one develops Kanika Samadhi, momentary concentration, it is also one of the jhanic factor. So in this way, yogi is said to be developing Vipassana jhana. So Saraji will continue to explain the next day. Sadhu, sadhu.